Why you gotta act up? Why you gotta try so hard every day though? I don't with you in that way though. Why you such a
you walked on my side bed, blaming me, I didn't do this incorrect. I'm a tippy toe right out your life, you do me wrong. And finna keep putting up with all the disrespect. You took the top off the rose. All the wind from the sun that you kept low. That's what me for you, me, you was nothing. So why you acting like it's beef when it's not though? Bags up on the trunk, we stuck, you love it. I understand how other men love you. Spoil a French soup, spoil you. Acting like you came from Oreo. You was broke before you met me. I was broke before I had this. Need to stop with all the madness. Acting like you got me.
Why you gotta act up? Why you gotta try so hard every day though? I don't with you in that way though. Why you such an
Welcome to Life Talk 21, the show that is designed to motivate you, to inspire you, and to give you strategies to help you live in the 21st century. And not just live, but we want to be successful. And I'm your host, Eric Wortham, behavior specialist, educator, author, speaker, and naval disabled veteran. And this morning, I want to briefly talk to you about a subject that is it's a difficult subject for us in the Black community because, you know, again, self-assessing is so hard because we don't want to, we don't want to recognize our vulnerabilities and we don't want to show other people those vulnerabilities. But if we want to get better, we have to be open. We have to discuss it. And, you know, we just have to be in the mindset where we want to grow. And you can't grow if you're not willing to change, if you're not open to change. And in our community, there's a problem. And Frank Ski started talking about this last week. I ended up, for some reason, on the new channel that he's on now. And that's what he was talking about. What are we doing in the Black community? You know, how do we change it? Because things, we got to be honest about it, man. There are some things that are happening in our communities, especially those communities where there's a lot of poverty, and not just that one, just middle class communities as well. So this morning I titled it, "Our explosive communication skills are harming the Black community." Our explosive communication skills are harming the Black community. And it is. It is. It's time for us to stop and assess where we are. You know, we got to stop doing things just because they were passed down. We got to stop doing things just because they were traditional. See, for me, even as an educator, I didn't do things just because they presented it to me. It had to work. It had to be effective. And that's what we got to start looking at. Have what we've been doing been working? You know, can we look at the success level and, you know, see the successes that it bring, and, you know, we can keep doing it. But I'm one that I don't care. I want to learn. I want to get better. And so I'm willing to look at things from a different perspective. Now, you don't have to take my opinion. You don't have to take my word, or you don't have to take my point of view or stance on it. But I do want you to consider it. Just, you know, be open. Don't judge. Let it soak in. But our explosive communication skills are harming the Black community. Believe it or not, as adults, we're always teaching. We are. We don't know it. Sometimes I remember when Charles Barkley said, "I'm not a role model." Well, because you're a celebrity, you are a role model because people are looking at you. Young people are looking at you to get advice for how to live. You know, they are. Whether you believe it or not, you're always teaching. Someone is always looking to you as a model. They are. And so we got to be conscious of that and understand that. And when I always respond with aggression, a young person will think that that strategy is the correct way to deal with conflict. And specifically, that's what we're talking about, conflict resolution, because our conflict resolution skills can use a lot of adjusting. But when we respond and use aggression all the time, remember, we're teaching. Young people are watching us. And so when we respond with aggression, they think that's the right way to resolve their conflict. That's what we're teaching. Adults, that's what we're teaching. Millennials, that's what you're teaching. You're teaching conflict resolution skills, whether you like it or not. So basically, and I know in my family, it's a lot, and I want you to look at your family and see, do you see some of the same things? But one of the things that we do, we are so aggressive, like when there's a problem, we always have the statement, oh, they don't know who they messing with. I'm going to call them and give them a piece of my mind. And that's not necessarily what it takes. It doesn't. Some things are just simple mistakes that if we approach it with the right attitude, the right mindset, we can quickly resolve the conflict. And that's what we're talking about. We have to change in the Black community. But when we respond all the time in aggressive ways, it seemed to me that sometimes we think that the louder you are, the more aggressive you are, the more progress that you're making. And it's not true. It's not true. People like Martin Luther King Jr., he had it right. Gandhi, he got Gandhi's from India. He had his philosophy and he used that. And regardless of what you think, Blacks, we are a lot further along than we were. We are. I don't care what you say. There are some things that we can do now that our parents, that our grandparents, great grandparents could not do. Okay, so we're not where we want to be. But there have been some progress, and a lot of that progress was because of people like Dr. Martin Luther King that says, no, we're not going to be aggressive. We're going to model and show them a better way. And that's how we got Voting Rights Act. That's how, you know, the bus transportation system in Alabama, that's how it got changed, because we were active, but we were not aggressive. We stood our ground, and it's a difference between being aggressive and being firm, because you can be firm. You can be firm, but not be aggressive. So we're teaching young people. And so this is what happens, because we're always yelling at each other. Whenever a conflict comes in the family, we yell and scream, and we're aggressive with each other. When our young kids, when they go to school, because they've learned that, you know, the loudest, the most aggressive is the one that wins. And so since they've learned that conflict resolution skill, what they do is they go to school. And when that one child is playing with a toy and your child wants that toy, how do they deal? It's a conflict to them. So how do we teach them how to deal with conflict? Be aggressive. Take it. And so they end up fighting. So those are the things that we are teaching our kids. And it's aggression. They are paying attention to us. We start teaching conflict resolution skills to them early. So we do from the time they're born, we're teaching them how to communicate, how to deal with conflict. And because our skills, now, and I'm not saying everybody, because I know a lot of people that's doing it the most positive way and they're getting results. But I'm just talking about as a whole, we need to get better with that and stop. You know, I know that's the way you were brought up. And listen to this. I am not blaming our parents. I'm not judging our parents because they did what they thought was the best way to do. They dealt with the information that they had and they did what they thought was right. And so we can't judge them. But for me, I believe that you should always be working on doing better than the generation before you. Okay. So there's better ways to do it. And so we need to start looking at that and stop just passing down things that have not worked, you know, and we're going to talk about how some of these things have not worked. Then we're going to talk about when they do work, the few times that they did work, it caused issues with the young people. So we're going to talk about that. The strategy for good communication is respecting each other. That's the strategy for good communication is you start off with respecting each other. I hear young people say that all the time. Respect me. And it goes both ways. Respecting each other, because when you respect each other, it's easier to work things out. It is. When you respect each other, it's easier to work things out. But this is what's happening. We're not respecting each other, because respect means that we're not saying nasty things to get our point across. That's what we do in relationships, man. We get mad. Somebody do something we don't like. We start calling names, you know, and it's hard to come back from some things. You know, when you call somebody a fat bitch, and I'm sorry, excuse my language, but I gotta be real. When you do that because you're angry and you're upset, it's hard to come back from that. It's hard now to go back and say, hey, I'm sorry, I call you a fat bitch. You know, so we have to learn how to not use aggressive means to deal with conflict. Respect means to not say nasty things to each other. It also means that we have to listen to each other all the way through. Listen. And a lot of people say they listen, but they don't. They don't. I know when me and my wife first started, we didn't listen to each other, man. We thought our way was right. And that's what you got to overcome. Your way is the right way. It's not. I'm sorry to hit you with that news, but your way is not the right way. It's a way. Because I promise you there are other ways to do things that may be a little bit more successful. But that's what we were doing. You know, it was power struggles and stuff like that. But we learn to listen to each other, because that's what we say. Hey, baby, you're not listening to me. You know, you got to be able to listen. And we think, we say we're listening, but we're not. We're already thinking about what we're going to say next. Or we interrupt the other person while they're trying to make a point. And you can't do that. We have to respect each other. We have to listen to what the other person is saying. These are communication skills that work, and we have to use a calm and non-threatening tone. Calm. We have to talk to each other in a calm way. You know, baby, when you do that, it just makes me feel, you know, makes me feel bad, you know, and we think that that's corny, but it works. Because let's think about it, man. We've been taught that you got to be tough and rough and all that, and it's destroying us. It is. It is. And you don't have to do all that. And it amazes me that when I read the Bible and I read the New Testament and Christianity, it's all about love. But we keep promoting hate and don't even know it. And some of it is subconscious. We don't even realize, you know, that we're spreading that poison of aggressive communication, aggressive conflict resolution skills. And so we have to work on that. And again, you know, good communication is respect. If we learn just how to respect each other by not saying nasty things, we get upset. You don't have to say nasty things about people, especially things that it's hard to come back from, you know. And you got to listen to the person all the way through. All the way through, because you might be, I found out that sometimes me and my wife were saying the same thing, just in a different way, but we weren't listening to each other. So we got to listen all the way through. And then when we talk, we have to use a calm and non-threatening tone. And that's what you got to do. You have to establish rules for when we have a conflict. We have to do this. Listen to each other. Talk to each other with respect, not using bad language, you know, not saying nasty things to each other, and also using calm voices. That should be like, you know, when you have meetings in for teachers, you know, we have norms that we establish at the beginning of the year. This is how the meeting is going to go. Everybody got to listen. Everybody got to participate. You know, so you got to do that in your relationship too, so that you can make sure, because too many relationships end over minor things. Seriously, minor things that become blown out of proportion because of our explosive communication skill, explosive conflict resolution skills that we learn. So, and listen to me, some people think they're good communicators because they talk a lot. Some people, they do, because you talk a lot, but it's not that. Some people are great listeners, like me. I listen well, because I'm trying to learn. And some people are great talkers. But for communication, good communication to take place, you have to have both. You have to have both. You have to have someone. You have to both be speaking and you have to both be listening. Okay? So you have to have both. And this is a statement by one of my sons, Chris. You know, I hope Chris don't mind me using his name, but Chris Wright, a young man that I love dearly, like my son, you know, Eric, and all a lot of sons that I have over the years, I love him. But he had on his Facebook post, this is a statement that he made. He said, "We're all hurting entirely too much to be going at each other. Pick me up when I'm down, nigga. I'll do the same in return." You know, that's profound to me. That simple statement that he made, "We all hurting entirely too much to be going at each other. Pick me up, nigga, when I'm down, and I'll do the same in return." That's what we should be doing. Picking each other up, helping each other be the best that we can be. But for some reason, because of our aggressive communication skills, conflict resolution skills, we have gone awry. That's where it comes from. You know, that's really where it comes from. Sometimes, because of how explosive we are, it makes it hard for us to restore broken relationships. We become so toxic that we destroy every relationship that we're in and blame the failure on others. We are so explosive, man. Some people are so explosive. It don't take much for them to get there. But we're so explosive that, again, sometimes we say things that are so harsh to each other that it's hard to come back from. You know? And so we have to get better. I promise you, if you was to ask teachers or administrators of schools where you have at least 75% African-American students, the number one problem they're going to say they have is student aggression. I don't even have to look at the data anymore. The number one problem they're going to say they have is student aggression. It is. I taught for 13 years, and I promise you, student aggression, and in schools that were 80% black or more. So I know what I'm talking about when it comes to that. And again, why is that so? Because we're teaching aggressive conflict resolution skills. And sometimes, again, it's subconscious. Sometimes we don't know it. And that's why I do what I do. I want you to be able to assess and see where you are. See if there's things that you can change in, you know, what you do. Okay. And let me get through with this real quick. Being able to compromise and not having the urge to respond to every single negative behavior from others is not weakness. It's not. It is actually called maturity. When you don't have to respond to everything that people say, it's called maturity. Okay? Because I told you, remember this, I told you, the more you grow, the more you develop and mature, the less tolerance you have for drama. It is. You just don't have time for that stuff, man, because you're growing, you're getting better, you're developing. And so you don't have time for that stuff. And, you know, please know that, you know, yeah, you were hurt in the past, but everybody has been hurt. Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, all of those people have been hurt, but they put their they dealt with their hurt and they move forward. They don't let their hurt and pain prevent them from moving forward. Some of us do because we visit it all the time. You have to put that in the past and say, God, I'm better than this. Because this is what's happening. This is why you went through it. You went through what you went through so you can be what you gotta be to develop into your best you. That's why we go through trials and tribulations. I said that last week. You know, we went through what we went through so that we can be what we gotta be to develop into our best us. You know, so those trials and tribulations make us who we are. It gives us experiences and it gives us information and wisdom so that we can help other people. But it's not intended for us to just stay there. We have to be able to move forward. And basically what we're doing, we're sacrificing our kids' mental health for aggressive tactics that have left many scarred. That's what we do. It's easy to cuss them out. It's easy to be mean to them. And let me tell you something. They may even listen to you when you do that, but they're not going to listen to anybody else. And that's the thing. We have to have a strategy that works for everybody. They might work for you, but it's not going to work for that teacher. I promise you, it's not going to work for the teacher. So we have to learn better ways, okay? And there's examples like Michael Jackson's. His dad was the same way, aggressive, and he was successful. But he had a lot of mental issues, man. He did. Everybody know that. You know that. So that's why I say we're sacrificing our kids' mental health for these aggressive tactics that leave many of them scarred. If you came from the projects in the hood, man, you probably experienced some trauma without even knowing it. And again, this is not an indictment on our parents and grandparents. You know, it's just time for us to realize that our aggressive, our explosive communication skills are harming the Black community. We have to realize that. We have to teach better conflict resolution skills, because if we don't, man, I can just see now, look at all the crime that is happening. And a lot of it is because we don't know how to deal with each other. We don't know how to use conflict resolution skills that are not explosive. That's all it is. And I'm going to talk to you. If you keep up with the podcast, I give you several strategies to help you. I had my very first one was called Parents, We Need Your Help as Teachers. And that's, I talked about the strategies that we use to help our students be better. Okay. And it doesn't have to be aggressive. It doesn't. Okay. And I have to end on that note because, you know, I've already went over my time. But again, these subjects, man, I can go a long time with these subjects. But I'm going to have to end it there. And we'll be back next week. I'm Eric Wortham. Remember to be all you can be by doing all you can do. Thank you. Thank you. Just getting like gold, but your head's so dangerous. You can't hear my music, can you? Oh, sorry. I hate when that happens, I really do.